The study, conducted by the Centers for Disease Control, included 520 men from prisons in four states. 160 were from Wisconsin. Its key finding was the need to integrate HIV prevention counseling with housing and employment assistance for prisoners when they return to the community. One of the lead researchers from Wisconsin was Dr. James Sussman.
When those things are stabilized, we would believe that one's risk-taking and health behaviors probably improve.
Sussman is director of the HIV care program at the UW-Madison Medical School. He says men who had four comprehensive follow-up counseling sessions reported less unprotected sex and fewer sexual partners than other prisoners who had only one narrowly focused HIV training session. The vice president of the AIDS Resource Center in Milwaukee says the new findings are consistent with the success of needle exchange programs. Mike Gifford says those programs combine efforts to get drug addicts to kick their habits and change their sexual behavior.
This sort of more holistic approach to HIV prevention for this population makes intuitive sense, clearly has now been demonstrated to work effectively, and needs to be the basis in Wisconsin and around the country for us to develop HIV prevention programs that are meaningful and reduce new HIV infections.
There are currently 140 prisoners being treated for HIV in Wisconsin prisons. Prison officials say they are carefully monitored and provided treatment when they're released. Jim Greer is in charge of health programs for the state prisons. He says he'd like to replicate the follow-up HIV training program used in the CDC study, but the state doesn't have the money it would take to track all the inmates moving in and out of the prisons each year.
They had a grant to provide the instructor to talk to these people, and we really are not in that position to do that with 8,000 people being moved through the system.
But Greer says there are plans for a larger and longer-term study funded by the CDC, and that could lead to state money for AIDS prevention programs for released prisoners. He says if the results show it can really have an impact, he would support a program linking the Department of Corrections with public health clinics in the communities prisoners return to. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.